This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we've been talking for the past few weeks about indications and red flags that, if they pop up in a relationship, are probably indications that some serious abuse issues may come to pass down the road. And we've been talking from a particular book, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them the name of that book.
It's a wonderful book. We use it in support group. We use it as a reference all the time. It's Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. It's written by a man, Lundy Bancroft. And if you're interested in this book or getting involved in support group where we use this book, call one of us. We'll give you the numbers at the end of the show.
Now, part of the violent relationship is it runs in cycles, and there's a tension phase where there's a build up and a lot of verbal abuse starts happening. There's an incident of physical abuse, and then there's some remorse that comes about mm-hmm. when the abuser tries to undo all the bad things that happened there. And there's two aspects of this. There's the good news is that the remorse is genuine, and the bad news is remorse rarely helps things in the long run.
Right, and because oftentimes people will ask us, well, is he really sorry? And so to make sense out of that contradiction, you have to look at the first aspect of what's been going on inside the head of the abuser.
Right, and there's a lot of conflicting attitudes and beliefs in the mind of the abuser. For example, he will say on one hand that women are fragile and need protection, but he has to intimidate them in order to keep them from getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm. We hear that one a lot. Another conflictual thought going through his head is, my partner, my wife, and I should have equal say over things, but my decisions should rule when it comes to issues that are important to me.
And this is the carryover. The male is the dominant person in the family and has to control things and be the boss. And
mm-hmm.
in modern society, that's just doesn't fly anymore. Another conflict is he may feel terrible about how he's treated her, but he should never have to feel bad in this relationship, no matter what he did.
Yeah, and that's what's going on inside his head. He just shouldn't have to feel that way. And then, so ultimately, he blames her for making him say what he said and making him feel how he felt. He also has thoughts, I shouldn't raise my voice, but I should have control over my partner. And sometimes I have to get loud to control her.
And that's another one of those conflicts. And here's the final one, that you should never have to never hit a woman, but sometimes a man just has no other choice.
We hear that one a lot. You gave me no other choice. I had to hit you to shut you up.
And one of the things you'll hear in all of this is the reluctance of the abuser to take responsibility for what he's doing.
Exactly. And any time, if you're a male listening to this and you want some help, if this is you and you want to talk about this, we can connect you with some resources as well. And we welcome that because we do realize we are dealing with males and females, and we need you to participate to help break that cycle.
Right. And Lundy points out also that this remorse that he may feel after a bad argument or an abusive situation, what is he really feeling bad about? And it's largely self-focused in that, number one, he may feel like his image has been damaged in the eyes of other people.
He also will think he's offended his own sense of how he would like to be, because nobody really wants to be seen as a son of a gun. But so he's feeling bad about that.
Right. And he also feels he should be able to control his partner without resorting to abuse. But you'll notice none of these situations does he admit that he's at fault and is in need of change. So, you know, that's kind of what's going on in the mind of the abuser. And this kind of wraps up our series. And we want to encourage people that if you have any questions or want to participate in any of our seminars, you're more than welcome to do so. And
exactly.
We're just a phone call away.
Yeah, in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, we have a 24-hour crisis line. It's 765-4044. And we want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.